What I would like to do now, I would like us to be able to see this in a literal way. Many of you probably wondered what this cord was all about, walking as you walked in, that was coming down the aisle. Well, this is signifying our parabola of faith. You see, if you can think of the ark extending all the way back there to all of those in the Old Testament, those saints and sinners, right? Because all the saints of the Old Testament were sinners, amen? We get to read about that all the time in our Bible. They held on to that cord. They were faithful to that cord. And all the way to the future, whenever Jesus has securely tied it, Leslie said, you know what, we ought to tie that onto the cross up here. I thought, well, how appropriate is that? Jesus has secured it, according to Hebrews. So right now, this may be a little difficult, so what I want you to do is all of those who are on the inside, I want you to stand up if you're able and grab this cord. And those who are on the insides of the pews, just hang on to each other's hands. We filled this up with the 8:20 service, so I know we're going to fill it up with the 10 o'clock service. So gather in here. Hold on tight. Folks, I want you to look back. Hey, you guys on the upstairs, you need to come on down too and join, all right? Come on down. We'll wait for you. Folks, I want you to look back. I know it's just Larry sitting back there. But I want you to think in your mind through that door and think of Moses and Jacob and Joseph and David, Abraham and Sarah, all the great biblical leaders that we read about. Can you see them back there? In your mind's eye, look back there, literally. Folks, we're holding on to this cord of faith just like they did. And we have got to continue to hold on to this cord of faith so that the next generation of people will be able to hear the hope that Jesus gave us. Amen? We need to hold on to this, and every decision that we make needs to be realizing that as we look back, we have a history of people depending on us. Our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, way on back to people we don't even know. Then up here, if you can look through in your mind's eye, straight into heaven. Jesus has secured it in heaven. Amen? Folks, a great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us, surround us. Surround us right now. They are cheering us on in this race of life because they know the importance of the race. Amen? They are cheering us on and depending on us not to give up, to persevere, to make it to the finish line, our finish line, to bring people to this parabola of salvation. They are depending on us to do whatever it takes to attract younger generations to continue this unbroken cord. Amen? Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, you are an awesome God. And we thank you, God, for Jesus, your Son and our Savior, that you sent not as a mighty warrior, Lord, but you sent as a baby whom we could see grow, Lord, whom we could see mature through your scriptures, who we could see live in your will, God. And we give you thanks and praise for him saying yes to you. We give you thanks and praise for all of those before us, God, who have said yes to you and your will and your way. And we ask, God, that as we make decisions in our lives, that we will always say yes to you. That we will always prayerfully, God, respond to you and in a resounding, loud voice say, yes, Lord, whatever your will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.